You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. We got Evil Doer on the way. One of the craziest producers out of Chelsea, Massachusetts. Not the craziest out of Chelsea, but one of the craziest producers, out of Chelsea, Massachusetts. He'll be up here in a few minutes. He's got a... Well, you'll hear his sound. It's very unique. First time I heard it, you know, I thought the aliens were finally arriving. Made me want to smash a brick in someone's face. I don't know. We'll get into that. Evil Doer's a madman. I'm excited to talk to him, hear a little bit more about his process, et cetera, what he's got cooking up. He's dropping a new beat tape back on the block. We got world premieres of that we're about to play. But first, I got to let y'all know, LFODradio.com or Mixcloud.com/LFODradio. Check out that Spender, that Still Gold, that Casso, that Boston Collin, that Kyle Bent interview. SoundCloud.com/LFOD. We got the Alumni Cypher Series, snippets from other interviews, likes, reposts, New England Hip Hop playlist, Phoners. We got some with Slain, House of Pain, things like that, out of town folks like Ron Beatty and Mari. We got that 24 and 24. What do you know about that? 24 songs, 24 artists, 24 hours. Crazy. And if you're an artist, you want to get in touch with us, submissions@lfodradio.com. I just got the text from Mr. Doer. He's downstairs right now. Got to let him in. Speaking of which, if you want to get involved, we're looking for, I'm going to post the job posting soon, but we're looking for a production assistant, someone to help with the organization, the show, help edit the podcast, help make sure it runs smooth, screen records, et cetera, just sort of learn what it is we do over here. So if you are listening and that sounds interesting to you, submissions@lfodradio.com. And you should also get at us on Twitter @LiveFreeODRadio. Instagram and Facebook @LFODRadio. Chime in, let us know what you're thinking, what's going on here. I know some people are tuned in. Shout out to Kristen, I'm getting the texts. I know my dad's listening. You know, some of these Boston hip hop heads as well, not just, you know, friends and family, but get at us @LiveFreeODRadio. Let's see where you're at. I know we got a lot of people in New England, but I know they're starting to catch wind down south as well, and we got a little bit going on in the West Coast, so chime in. Like I said, this will be online tomorrow, though. Mixcloud.com/LFODRadio, SoundCloud.com/LFOD, LFODRadio.com. So definitely check that out, and you can listen to the whole thing again, or if you missed it, you didn't really. So we're going to play one off that 24 and 24. I'm going to go get Evil Doer. This one is from Still Gold. This one's called Windows. And shout out to Mo Pope. He's shaking things up right now. The New England Music Awards did a little... a few years ago, I guess they cut hip-hop, blues, and jazz and a few other things from their programming, we'll say, from their nomination categories. And to be honest, no one really cares about the New England Music Awards, so no one noticed it. And we're all kind of minding our business. A lot of these award shows up here, you know, it's cool what they do and what they're trying to do. But a lot of times it's just kind of a, you know, it's really an echo chamber. It's a bunch of, there's a lot of language I can't use on FM radio to describe the actions that take place. But basically, they're all sort of patting each other on the back there and standing in a circle and nominating folks. Not to take away from the artists, because a lot of talented artists do win these awards, and a lot of people who I'm proud of and whose music I like. So a lot of people do win awards, but there's a lot of backroom sort of stuff that takes place. And to be honest, if you're going to call yourself the New England Music Awards, you have to realize that you're representing the whole entirety of New England. So there's a responsibility with that where you need to do the research. You need to know what's happening in New England. And if you don't, you need to find people that do and listen to them and get a clue, because basically they cut this category. We found out, Mo found out, Lisa found out, someone brought it, I think Lisa Finelli first brought it to the internet's attention. Mo made a post about it. Now he came at him, it was aggressive, I'll give them that, but the way they responded, it was such a poor response to an opportunity. You have here a group of people who weren't quite aware of the New England Music Awards, which means either they weren't promoting to us or they just weren't promoting well in general, which is another issue altogether, but not uncommon in New England. And now all of a sudden, Mo's post went more or less viral in the New England, at least hip-hop scene. Wild shares. Vanyaland picked it up, wrote an article about it, basically trying to get to the root of this issue. And instead of using that as an opportunity for a conversation to bring this entire group of people who were not aware of the awards and not hip to what was going on, who obviously felt slighted, instead of bringing them on board and making it bigger and better, these guys went into like crisis mode, like this bizarre PR crisis management strategy that could not have worked worse. They wouldn't make statements. You had to email them, and they had this like canned response. They used it as an opportunity to plug their podcast, their radio program, which I'm sorry to say I actually tuned into to discuss the matter at hand. Did not have Mo, did not have anybody representing hip-hop on board. It was the two of them going back and forth talking about basically they're too busy to pay attention. So if you didn't submit your band through Sonic Bids or Reverb Nation, they missed out on you. The entire process apparently is based on band submissions and, you know, who their buddies listen to. They were incredibly dismissive of everyone involved. Mo, Vanyaland, who they kept referring to as Vanland, and just basically showed the world who they were. They didn't care, and they didn't want to take the time to care, and they didn't really want to improve the situation or correct any of their wrongs. Instead, they wanted to be dismissive, disrespectful, and quite frankly, amateur about the whole thing. You could see their lack of preparation on every level. The podcast started 30 minutes late. They didn't even have Mo's post up. It took him like 5 minutes to bring it up. They had a response they wanted to make. He couldn't even make the response. He wanted to read it. He didn't have it up to read it. They tried to read it out loud. They were going back and forth on these tangents and, you know, just incredibly unprofessional all around and in poor taste. And basically, they said, you know, sorry, we don't have time. We have families, we have jobs, blah, blah, and that's great. Family first, 100%. But basically, you guys are washed up. You're out of touch. You're old. That's what it is. So talking about, oh, I'm sorry, I don't use the Facebook, so you got to talk to me, you know, and email. Man, listen, you just played everybody wrong. You read the situation wrong, and you played it wrong. And I think this is going to backfire big because I already saw other bands coming out and saying they felt their own awards were cheapened, which that sucks. You know, that sucks. They shouldn't feel that way, but you guys are acting funny, and the whole thing is suspect, so hopefully they fix it. I know they've lost sponsors already. They just basically are out of touch with the climate today and how people react to these things, and they tried to do this whole, we'll just email a couple people, and this is my statement, and that's it. I don't need to explain myself, and you kind of do, so... Anyway, I talked way too much about that. That's my opinion. We're going to play this Still Gold, and I'm going to get Mo Popa. No, I'm going to get Evil Doer up here, and hopefully we don't have to talk about this again until next year when we remind everybody to not go to the New England Music Awards. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. This is Still Gold. This is Windows off 24 in 24.
Doctor said push, a head in the chest, thighs and toes. 1 year after 23, my homie's eyes closed. I arose to the realization, time is cold. 9 bars in, my mind begin to roam, seeking the scrolls so I can scribble this prose. Rubbing elbows with youngsters, wish for days are old. Remind soul like Jared from Cobman Square, rare reminiscing. I'm Kiefer Sutherland, against clock, man on mission. Handle rhythm, IT4 in the fourth quarter. Beyond thoughts of poor sports, I sport spoils of victors. Still share spoils with y'all, good dad gang member. Can't remember last time I heard an equal in rhyme. Evil Knievel, these lines parallel. Daredevil, foot square, two pedal, get ghost like LOX. Do I'm a rebel, boy, ain't running like you and LV. Any signs of trouble, I'ma stand ground like Zimmerman clown. Pull a pistol with you resembling Zimmerman now. Darren Wilson, the task force, and Freddie Gray's town.
Father, save them, don't forsake them. Then realize when they awaken. We seek mental elevation. Practice peace, prosper through patience.
Supernatural aura, few can master your Laura. Music mastered by all the eternal kings. Supporters who do the math on the author, akin to Quran and Torah. My text can follow his breath, adept knowledge of forger. Prodigal father, not in waste, but thinking farther. Further past the greener pastures, mentally outlast you. Grasp the cadence that lasts from
ancients through the ages. I'm a Dr. Seuss, all the places music takes us. Once I'm in the booth, no pencil with no erasers. What's done is done, 1 hour under the gun. Devouring cowards can become troublesome. Should I care or just look out for number one? Conundrum, I missed the halftime of 24 more lines. Day and night, every opportunity to write. Melody ignite, harmony honestly all I need in life. My seeds and plus a mic, flow fierce, my peers like. From a long cane that chosen to reign, to greatest sex he became. His status matters to rappers, the Rex name is synonymous but timeless. Reminds of top tier in the game. No downfalling up will ever remain. In terrain with the elite I compete. Minimal effort, subliminal justice. I guess they got a death wish, I won't complain. Nor shall I judge, just keep doing my thing. Scribble drizzle on the window pane.
Father save them, don't forsake them. They realize when they awaken. We seek mental elevation. Practice peace, prosper through patience. Father save them, don't forsake them. They realize when they awaken. We seek mental elevation. Practice peace, prosper through patience.
To an immigrant mother new to the scene. Mommy's first, Bobby's last. Felt like I was made to pay for my father's past. Nolito was the name that they gave me. Easily overlooked, but Nana's love saved me. Developed the complex. Stuck in a who gon' fill that life contest. A brown boy with my father's features. But instead of shirts and shoes, it was jeans and sneakers. Shed tears from the drinking Bobby did for leisure. Liver killer, but now I know he was fighting demons. So no hatred on my conscience. Build a better Noel has always been my promise. It's all fair play as long as I'm keeping it honest. Plus my identity comes with a ton of commas. Had to learn how to say my name with pride. Made an oath that I would never let the culture die. Francisco Peguero, say my name right. Neto Latino, lessons given under candlelight. Gave me the key to the family legacy. But the chapter in America all started with me. At a young age, became the leader of the tribe. No half-stepping when the game is do or die. Public school, going middle of the road student. Doing just enough to keep away from the ass whooping. Ad-libbing classes underwear that it was all crooked. Standardized tests, only kid when the state was looking. Became real when college became a thing. Thinking to myself that maybe I done found a lane. Graduated with honors, I did it for my mama. Kept it positive and now I'm reaping all the karma. But still it was friend P in the hood. Dirty ghetto boy mixing the bad and the good. Backyard legends, OGs with a reverence. We were living with terror prior to 9-11. But ignorance is bliss, ain't it? Begins to change once your record is tainted. Hard to explain, but the feelings still remain. Love the Wheezy, my brother gave me the name, boy. Remember rapping over locks, instrumentals. In love with the culture, young rap supremo. House party freestyles, Matt saw the potential. I linked with the archetype, Birdo got the memo. Shout out to me primos. We were off and running, enter the mind was the first. Great skill set the table, killer bitch from toast. Mutation from the evolution beat tape. Then came the emergence of Pancho the Great. Noel Pancho in fact. Pancho knows, just shows that it's deeper than rap. Take my position as a speaker of the people. Invisible citizens screaming out to be equal. Believer that no human being is illegal. Not politics, you're speaking truth so the real ones will believe you. I found purpose in my words, mixing Dominican teachings and the lessons from the curb. Not taking what they give me, I'm getting what I deserve. Perfecting my vision, blending until the image is blurred. And the only thing left is the good vibes. Make America great again, that's a good lie. I am the American dream. Educated son of immigrants, listening to cream. I grew up on the crime side, Beantown time side. Let them know that Noel Pancho has arrived.
All right, that was Noel Pancho with All of Me. Before that, we had Rex 24, and we kicked things off with Still Gold Windows. We got Evil Doer in the building.
In the building, yes, yes. What's going on? What's going on? Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yo, thanks for being here, man.
Yeah.
This has been a long time coming.
It really has, and, you know, I came here once before just, you know, for the hoop-hop thing. And, you know, I was, like, feeling the location, the vibe. So I was just like, yeah, let me just come down and see what's good. So I'm here.
Yeah, man, the vibes. Yes, we're going to get into those.
Oh, yes.
Real quick, I got to follow up on my rant.
Please, please do. Please do.
I kicked the show off with a little rant about the New England Music Awards, and during that session, I just had a phone call from, he didn't say he wanted to be named or anything, so okay. I'll leave him anonymous, but a gentleman called in, and, you know, he had heard about it, and basically, you know, people would like the New England Music Awards to actually address this issue and make an effort to correct it instead of trying to sweep it away, which it seems like their current approach is. So,
yeah,
and that was a private off-air call, but, you know, people are, it is more of...
it's something that needs to be paid attention to, definitely, over here. You know, people... like, especially that I do appreciate those genres. Like, there's a lot of artists that are currently doing their thing, you know what I mean? And, you know, I feel a lot of them are probably most likely disrespected or felt disrespected by this. So, you know, it's necessary that they have to either, you know, come clean with what's going on or whatever have you, but it does need to be addressed, like you said.
Right, they're trying to kind of sweep it away as, like, they're just like an angry mob, you know, on social media, and it'll go away, and
right.
We got to keep that from happening.
Things get messy when you do that, so, you know, I don't know if that's a good idea on their end.
Nah, I've learned, man, you got to address things head on and just deal with it, you know?
Yeah.
It's never that serious until... uh-huh. It is if you really ignore it, you know. So.
Right.
But anyway, man, we're not gonna, you know, ruin your interview with this negativity here.
Yo, it's all good, man. You know, I'm part of the city. That's my, you know, that's something I'm involved with as well. You know, I'm affected. So either way, thank you, man. I'm glad to be here. You know what I mean? It's like, it's a blessing either way. You know, thank you, sir.
Word. You're welcome. It's good to have you here, man. Yeah. So. You got a new album out, Back on the Block.
Uh-huh, yeah. It's not, the thing is, though, you guys got the early, it's not.
World premiere.
Yeah, it's not even out until the 24th of this month, so.
Extra early.
Yeah. I just wanted to give you all that, and, you know, I hope, you know, you got to give it a little skim, whatever, skim through it, some goods. I felt good about it, so, you know what I mean? That's all that matters to me. I just, next thing is to see how the public, you know, perceives it or whatever have you.
Right, so back to the block, back on the block.
Yes.
Now, I kind of heard that in your sound.
Yes.
Because it wasn't as tripped out and glitchy as some of the stuff you've been doing.
Yeah, you noticed. That's a good observation. Very good.
Did you head into it with that, or did you just kind of realize your beats were heading back in that direction anyway?
So what it was is just I was like, I don't know, I was inspired by just like going back to like my roots. I was listening to a lot of like stuff, like the early stuff I used to do, and I was just like, I was even going into some of the old beats and just like, maybe I can, you know, update, so to speak, the sound. So I was just like trying that out. And then I was like, you know, digging through like the old, like soulful sounds that I had, like a lot of, cause when I started, I used to just chop up a lot of soul records and stuff like that. So, but now, you know, I went into that with that mind state. But I didn't stick to just that genre, like, of soul records, you know what I mean? I just went to go for, like, the more, I don't know, like, hard-hitting, the more aggressive, more, like, not everything's aggressive, I'm going to take that back. I'll just say something more, like, relatable, like, people, a lot of people do, like, how do you explain, like, my area, you know what I mean? Like, my environment, like, the hip-hop I listen to, the stuff I'm around, you know what I mean? Like, how I came up, that's kind of where the music was, like, influenced in that. So I kind of try to focus on that and then, like, stick to, like, the basics of not trying to do too much, you know what I mean? Like, of course I did my, you know, my usual...
I heard it.
Staples or whatever have you, of, you know, trickery or whatever you call it. But...
signature.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, overall, like, I just try to keep it basic but add my own flip to it, you know, upgrade it maybe, you know. Some of it wasn't upgraded, some, you know, you I may have done years ago, but you guys haven't heard it. But you know what I mean? It's still, you know, either way, it made sense. Everything came together like a movie to me, you know. I was listening to it. I was just like, okay, this can go here. This. I visualize it before I actually put it together, you know, what would sound good here, this, that. And like, I break it down, you know what I mean? Like the science of like every single thing, like layers, and it's a process, but.
You gotta sequence it right.
Exactly.
When the songs just jump, it's like. Yeah,
no, I'm very anal about my transitions, my, you know, whether something is, you know, it works with something else or whatever have you, if this one beat or whatever, because it's not just beats also, I can't say that. There's a few MCs on there that, yep, I got as well. I got Haze. I got, oh, it's not.
I was listening to Esty Snap,
yeah,
on
Esty
it.
Yeah, Esty Snap, excuse me. Of course, how can I forget that dude? Yeah, that guy, he went off. Yeah, definitely. Dope. Esty, Magno, Haze, my boy Aesthetic from New York, Brooklyn. Damn, it's not coming to me. Oh, Spender remix on there. Definitely got to have like a Jeffrey remix, just because I was like, it felt right. The beat just seemed appropriate. You know what I mean? It was just right there. I just wanted to give cats, you know, because I was supposed to do a whole remix album.
Really?
You know, yeah, we were going to do that and flip everything completely. But I'm not sure if that's possible at the moment due to, you know, file complications.
Right.
Because things happen. But, yeah, you know, for the most part, man, I just wanted to give people a taste of that and then mix in what I'm doing currently and then maybe a little bit of what I was doing, you know.
Yeah.
Mash it together, basically.
Do you add the skits after the fact or were those on the records?
Some of them were on the beats as I was making them. I, you know, like, if I felt like it sounded appropriate, then I did, but I would put it in. But most of them, to be honest, were added afterwards. I would kind of like listen to it, be like, okay, I think there needs to be some dialogue here or whatever have you. And then from there, yeah, that's how I did it. At the end, I kind of just put it like icing on the cake.
Yeah. Basically. Well, it adds to the whole flow of the,
yeah, it does,
project and the movie scene, feel, like you,
exactly,
said.
Exactly. You get it.
I'm hip.
of course, man, I know. And we have, you know, we can't forget about our own project. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I don't even talk about that stuff on here, but that is fire.
That is fire.
That's all we'll say.
Let's just say that. Let's just say that, you know. And shoot, man, you know, I just wanted to give people a different side of me, but, like, the people that knew me knew that I was capable of that. A lot of people that are just meeting me are like, oh, he's into this sound. So I went back and was just like, I can do this too. You know what I mean? So,
well, it all starts somewhere. It's not like you started out super experimental, just, right, you know.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Phase and everything. And, you know, you weren't, you can't start that way.
It transitioned into that eventually. But then, like, my thing is, like, I don't like to be labeled as a certain thing per se. Like, some people, they'd be like, oh, you know, you got space beats or spacey or trippy or experimental, avant-garde, whatever. I love all those genres, but I'd rather that someone can be like, oh, he can do that, but he could also do something completely different that you don't really expect, you know what I mean? So from there, I just like experiment with different things, you know what I mean, just to show, you know, diversity, I guess. And that's kind of where I got to at this point now, you know.
Which is important as a producer, especially. Right. Sometimes, you know, yeah, it's definitely important because you can get your stuff placed anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
You're not limited to evildoer releases.
Right.
So
I have stuff that people don't even know that I produce most likely out there just by, like, you know, random MCs, somewhat known, maybe more known than others, but either way, I like to spread it, you know, my sound around and just show that, you know, I can do that.
That's what's up. And if people want to hear some of that sound, where do they find it?
If you want to find all things Evildoer, I'll spell it out in case, EVI2LSDEWER, you can go on my website, evildoer.com, Everything's on there, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all of that. So all your evildoer questions and what do you call it, and you know, anything that you want to hear, I do art, I do music, check it out there.
Evildoer.
Yes.
So let's play a record and then let's talk a little bit more. I have the whole album.
Okay, okay.
There are a few that popped out at me.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few I can't play because just dirty.
I understand.
What do you want? Is there something you want to hear?
You know what? Let me think, because I'm still trying to get used to some of the track, like the names.
Oh,
the
you changed list. Them?
The track list is going to stay the same. I just don't remember it yet because it's still fresh. You know what I mean? Like, I just did this project. So let's go with, let me think. I might go with the, do you want an instrumental? Oh, mostly.
Yeah, because they swear on all other ones. Yeah.
Absolutely. Give them, I don't know. What do you think? Let me see. Give me, you know what? Do the, there's some of them have swears in the beginning.
So I know. I kind of know which ones, so we can fade them up. But
okay. Because the one that I wanted might have some swears.
Which one?
Let me see. What's the name of it? It's on here.
Infamous?
The Infamous is good, but that's not the one that I...
Squad Assembled.
Let me see.
There was a bunch at the beginning that had...
You know what? Let's do... I got it right here. My fault. I like... No.
Don't worry, we'll edit this out. It'll look like you came up with it right away.
Okay, I'm very picky. Thug Etiquette, but I think that's the one with the intro that I'm not... All right,
we'll fade it up. I'll preview it, and then we'll fade it up when I hear him disappear. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. This is Thug Etiquette off the new... Soon Come Evildoer Back on the Block. That's out May 24th.
Yes.
Is a world premiere.
Yes.
Yes, let's go.
Let's go.
Thug Etiquette. If you listen to the album version, you can get a nice little introduction.
Yeah, it'd be real nice.
That would have gotten us removed from the airwaves by the FCC, though. So, already causing enough trouble today.
Okay, sorry about that. I'm just doing my evil thing.
Ah, man. The thing is, you're such a nice guy.
I know. That's the funny thing. I tell people that I'm the nicest evildoer you ever meet. And it makes no sense, I know.
Yeah, where's the name come from?
Let's see. Well, it started where I used to be a graffiti writer many years. I'm not going to say the exact, well, I can get, you know, part of the name was Do. So I kind of went with that, and just like people were always like, dude, you're a doer. You know, you go for what you want. You do things. That's all you do. You know what I mean? Like, I'm about my business. I'd rather do than talk. So that went from that. And then the evil part went from me, like, for a while, I guess when I started, you know, like I was explaining earlier, I had more like a soulful but like aggressive, like hard hitting sound. So a lot of it, when people would be like, you know, that people used to be like, oh, that's, you know, that sounds real evil, real dirty, real dark, whatever have you. So for a while, you know, I almost like, I started like realizing the pattern, and I was just like, you know, I don't like to use that as part of it also, because when I, you know, with my music, I consider it like, I'm like breaking down everything, like the audio, like I'm like an evil scientist, like what I'm doing to, you know what I mean? Like, that's how I look at it, right, as well. So it's kind of like an alias where it's just like this persona, this guy where he's just like mad scientist doing his thing and like causing havoc musically, you know, sonically, and making something, you know, I can't say everything I do is like that. I'm not always an angry or aggressive producer guy. So, you know, it's a diverse, but that's how it started, basically, the name.
Got you.
Yeah, that's where it came.
It's funny, I never really thought about this, but it's, well, I guess I have, but It's funny how if you make music that addresses sort of darker things, mm-hmm, like the evil tag just gets slapped on you.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's like, this is sort of stuff we all feel, everyone go, like, these are realities of life. You just choose to.
Emotion. Exactly.
Yeah, it's not necessarily evil, it's just, you know.
Some people have, we all have a good and a, you know, bad, dark, yin and yang, negative, positive side. So, you know, I tend to have, you know, sometimes I'll lean more towards that, but then, you know, I'll show that, no, that's not gonna, you know, box me in. So,
right.
It just stuck with me as a name. And then I was just like, you know, every, you know, for years, a lot, you know, I've thought about changing it plenty of time. I even went through a temporary change.
The infamous. Where, yeah, you're in, yeah, my phone as the infamous DEW.
Yo, see? Yeah, exactly. That was something temporary because I was going through a life-changing moment.
I updated it. You were like, yo, yeah, change it the day. But I was like, all, yo, right.
I was serious at that point, but it was, yeah, like I said, it's because something happened in my life where I was just like, I didn't feel like the evil guy at the moment, so I didn't, you know, but then I looked at it realistically and was like, I'm not labeling myself as this, as a person, you know, as a,
yeah,
person, I'm it's just a persona, character, or,
right,
you know, my alter ego, so to speak, so.
Right, yeah, you know, people that meet you, the energy's positive, you know, they don't.
Right, right.
I don't think they're worried about you.
For
is this guy
going to, yeah,
shank me when I turn around? Nah, he's good.
Yeah, but so, no, that's never happened, so.
You could drop the evil someday if you want and just be doer or something.
You know,
but
what? That may happen. Who knows?
Yeah, do a, you know, puffy type deal.
Yeah, yeah. I might just do that, you know. People do call me doer already, so that's a, you know, start. Thank you. I might just look into that.
It could happen. But right now, evil doer is in full effect with his back on the block.
Yes, yes.
So when did you start? So now that you're going back, mm-hmm, when did you start making beats?
Oh, wow. I would say I'm not going to say my age now. I almost did it. But I'm at a good age. So it's half my age ago. So I would say I was like 16.
Okay.
I was like 16, 15.
Dude,
so
40 is the new 20. It's cool.
Yeah,
it's cool.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. But, you know, I mean, yeah, 16. So I'll say like what, how many years? 15 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Almost about 15 years ago. Do the math if you want. If not, it's cool.
Our listeners are quick, man. They've done it.
Yeah.
So what did you, and that doesn't even matter, especially not in creative realms
at
all.
Not in the producer world, at
nope,
least.
Not even close. Yeah, maybe if you were a rapper, but not even. Yeah, 2 exactly. Chainz is like 45, and he's in his 40s. Yeah, he's killing it.
Yeah, so is this guy. He's doing a nice little tour right now, Kool Keith. He's 53.
Dude, I am excited
he's
for that.
He's coming here.
I saw that. Yep, yeah, he's coming to the Middle East.
Yeah, I got to see that. He's coming with DJ Q-Bird, I think it is.
Yep, Scratch Pickles, dude. Oh man, I cannot.
I want to be there. I got to experience that.
Keith is the man.
I haven't seen him live at all in my life, so.
Dude.
I know. I've heard good things.
So. I haven't. Real quick, I got into a show.
Uh-huh.
It was like one of the dumbest things I did. I had tickets. I went.
Oh, right.
And it was at the Middle East,
okay.
And I was underage, and I tried to grab a drink. I was just being dumb, and dude, I got booted. So they do not play around.
Yeah, no, they don't.
Like, I got back in the crowd. I thought everything was cool,
uh-huh.
And they came and found me.
Like,
oh, dude, they would, yeah.
Jeez.
They were like, nope.
Yeah, they're pretty serious. I've seen a bunch of people get kicked out for that.
I think it's because the city's on them, so if they got...
Yeah,
and they aren't trying to get shut down. So,
right.
But anyway, I was so dumb young Sam missed out on Kool Keith.
It happens with the to the best of us, definitely.
Yep. So I've never publicly shared that story. So thank you for that.
Yeah, no, thank you. We needed to hear that.
Yeah, Kool Keith is the man. Definitely an influence in many ways. So.
Oh yeah, even my sound. You know what I mean? Like, that guy's out there sometimes. You know. So.
What's your favorite personality?
That's a good question. He has many. Oh man, I would say Dr. Octagon. Man.
Yeah,
yeah. That's
Blue Flowers.
That seems like the most evildoer relatable.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the dude.
I remember the first time listening to that album, I was like, "What is going on here? Half shark, half alligator, half man. You know, what is he talking about?"
Oh my God! Yeah, he was going in.
That Dr. Doom used to get a lot of play.
Oh yeah.
Apartment 223.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, man, he's on some
stuff.
Oh
man, yo, he was us. Yeah, he was.
Anyway, Kool Keith is gonna be. We gotta try to interview him. We gotta.
Oh,
all
yeah,
right.
Yeah, if you can, definitely, I would say so.
But so I don't even know how we got on Kool Keith, but you started producing because of Kool Keith.
Well, he's one of my influences.
Got you.
As well as many others, I can name, a few. RZA, DJ Premier. Who else? Flying Lotus, of course. I'm a big fan. Grew up listening to him. Adult Swim. Adult Swim had a lot of dope, beats.
They really did.
I don't know if you remember, but, them. It had his beats, Sam I Am beats, Jay Dilla, of course, the king. And, I think that's... Oh, Pete Rock. Excuse me. I can't forget the Pete Rock. There's plenty of, DJ Muggs, Souls Assassins, Alchemist, of course. Madlib, a lot of people, know or compare me to that guy, but he's definitely a big influence. And I don't know current day Ninth Wonder, but I knew I grew up on Ninth Wonder, so I know his stuff.
Yeah,
is a big part of like the Little Brother album. That's actually probably where I started doing hip hop. Actually, making
really?
Beats. I was around that age when that album came out.
Speed is one of my favorite songs of all time.
Yeah, like Going Too Fast.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, yeah. I think that might be my favorite, actually. That one and maybe. It's hard to say because it's like the whole way through is just classic.
Yeah, they're great, man. Between Ninth and Fonte's on like a whole other level. And then Pooh had the flow completely locked. And
yeah, they great trio. Great
absolutely.
Trio.
Absolutely. So... How did you get in? So those were your influences.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now you still use, you're on the MPC still, right?
I am, yeah.
Now you are.
Right now I'm on the Akai MPC, should I name it? I'll just give them, people know, if you follow me on social media, you already know, the Renaissance, which is I was blessed with by a friend, local artist, I'm not going to name his name, but shouts to him, he's probably listening, but yeah. Hit me off again and got back into the MPC. I was off of it for like a couple of years. Now it just feels so good because it's an updated version. It's like you can you know, it's integrated with computer, you know, as right. well. So it does a lot.
The old
more
ones
things.
Didn't want to talk to the computers, really.
No, they couldn't. And trust me, I love that, you know, as well. The analog, the completely, like, I would rather have a standalone. You know, like those, the 3000 to me is like the king MPC. Everybody, you know, it's well sought after, hard to find.
Yep.
That's the one that Dilla worked on, I believe. Pete Rock, of course. Yeah, those. But right now, my weapon of choice is the Akai MPC Renaissance. And I went through a bunch of phases, but this is the one right now that's going to be staying for a while.
Did you start on the MPC or what did you start with?
I started on Fruity Loops, yeah.
My dude.
So that's why now you see why
you're not that brother. Old. You're not that old.
No,
then.
I'm not. That's why I'm making it seem like it, but it's because I started young making the beats. So.
Remember how rude they used to be to Fruity Loops producers back in the day?
Yeah. A lot of people don't even know that it used to be called Fruity Loops. Some, like, there's some new guys that's like,
oh, FL Studio. Yeah. No. Fruity Loops.
Yeah, they used to, like, I was so iffy about just using it in front of certain musicians.
Yeah, they were not.
You know, like, people be like, oh, you're a fake producer, or you're, what is that? You know, that's not really, that's like a, they considered it like a game at first. Like,
that's, you gotta embrace new technology, man, if you're involved in music. You can use the old stuff, but you gotta,
right.
You gotta see, you can't block off.
No, you gotta, if you can integrate both.
And look what happened, how dirty are the producers now that came up off that.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, because
there's a lot of dope cats, like Ninth Wonder, of course.
He was one of the first to came out.
He made it known that you can do that.
I remember Murs on their record together said something like, yeah, my producer uses, like, he was,
he
you know.
That. Yeah, he does these
like,
beats on Fruity Loops.
Yeah, I don't remember the line, but something that. Like that, yeah.
He paused the track just to hear that so people can know, you know what I mean? And then, you know, he went on freaking being a Grammy nominated, you know, doing tracks with Jay-Z with his Fruity Loop beats. So that should tell you something.
Doesn't matter how you make it. It matters how it sounds, you know?
Exactly. Or the talent in the person, you know, if you have the skill, you can work with anything. I've done beats on cassette decks only, pause and record and play, you know, rewind, record on top, add another, you know, record from one cassette, a drum pattern to another one. Wow, it was really intricate.
But where are those tapes?
They're in my house, actually. They're still in my home, and they're collecting dust, but they're there. I might go back into them just because they're so old, and there's some drum breaks that I sampled that, you know, when you sample off a cassette, which is what I do as well, like, you just get that grittiness that certain things can't give you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, for those that can't afford their own personal vinyl press, which most likely you can't, cassette is the next best option. They should, I suggest anybody try it. You're going to get a beefy, chunky sound that's really dirty, but like gives it like a realistic feel. And integrating that with like digital things, it just, you know, makes it sound more organic. I don't know. To me, it's like a complete track now. Like when I run it through cassette, even post like production, I do that sometimes. So like even some of the Back on the Block cassette, most of them.
He's giving out the sauce right here.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna say how, what, which, you know, but you know, the real like producers that like do what I do, like I analyze the, you know, a lot, like hardcore, mostly anything I listen to, like production wise, like pick out every sound. I love doing that. Like if you notice in my sounds, like I'm very picky about that. So, you know what I mean? If producers can hear it and figure out what was done in which way, then I definitely salute them. You know what I mean? Like I try to keep it secret though. It's true.
Oh dude, it's a puzzle with you guys. That's half the battle is listening. How did he do that?
Absolutely.
And then, you know, you try to do it and you discover something completely different, and now you have your sound, and
absolutely,
then boom.
Absolutely.
So I want to play another one off this.
Okay. The one I would maybe suggest to keep you on the swear-free zone, maybe the Infamous would be a good one, or Shadow Walkers is good.
Shadow Walkers?
There should not be a cuss word on there.
You sure?
I am 80% sure.
All right, let's roll the dice with Evil Doer. Shadow Walkers off Back on the Block. So May 24th, you're tuned into Live Free or Die Radio. Shadow Walkers off the new one.
Yes, yes.
You're right, no curses.
I told you.
Good stuff.
I remembered something.
We got to wind it down here. One more time, let people know where they can find your stuff.
Okay, you can find me evildoer.com, EVILLDEWER. And everything you need is on there. Gmail, I mean my email, you know, my, Facebook, social media, anything. All evil. That's it.
My dude, yeah, you are pretty easy to find. I like that.
Yes.
And one word, don't split it into two.
Please.
And
thank you.
That's what's up, man. I like the album. I can't wait to hear.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Real quick, do you want rappers to take these beats and rap on them, or do you just want people to listen to this?
This one may, the ones that are rapped on already, of course, already taken. It's a possibility that it may be up for grabs if you contact me and we can discuss something from there. Then maybe we can work something out. It depends on what it is and how I feel and whatever have you. So,
but don't just do it and upload it.
Right.
Reach
no,
out to you.
No, you gotta definitely come at me the right way. And you know, I'm an approachable dude. So whichever way, you know how to find me. I gave all the info. That's it. You know,
my dude. All right. Well, this will be up online tomorrow, lfodradio.com. People that want to get at Evil Doer, it's highly recommended.
Yes.
And this is not the last we'll hear from you, that's for sure.
Of course not.
If you're an artist tuned in, submissions at lfodradio.com. Send them in, keep them clean. You can keep up with us at LiveFreeODRadio on Twitter, at LFODRadio everywhere else. We'll be back next week with Lucky Dice, and we're going to get out of here with Paper Chase. This was definitely sonically the most different out of everything that said the horns on
it. Yeah, thank you. And
I thought it was kind of
like
cool
it.
How you flipped them into that like frantic little part there.
Yeah,
so
yeah, thank you.
We're going to get out of here with this one off Back on the Block once again, May 24th, EVILLDEWER. You tune in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Peace.